36. Jesus washes their feet. It was the night before Jesus died. He knew what was coming. He knew that one of his closest friends would betray him, that he would be arrested, and that by the next evening he would be on a cross. And what did he do with his last free evening? He got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and wrapped a towel around his waist. He poured water into a basin, and then the Son of God knelt down and began to wash his disciples' dirty feet. In those days, people walked in sandals on dusty roads. Washing feet was the lowliest job in the household, the work of the lowest servant. No teacher or rabbi would ever do it. No leader would kneel to wash the feet of the people beneath him. Peter objected. "Lord, you will never wash my feet." Jesus said, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Peter, being Peter, swung the other direction. "Then not just my feet, wash my hands and my head too." When Jesus had finished washing all their feet, he sat down again and said, "Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so. That is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example, that you should do as I have done for you." The night before he died, Jesus, the Son of God, knelt on the floor and washed dirty feet. Not because he had to, because that's what love looks like when it has all the power in the world and chooses to kneel anyway. John 13, verses 1 through 17.